plays and your entire backfield is standing in your own end zone. But that is a nice sigh of relief there for Howard Beach to get about 5 yards away from your own end zone. Second and five upcoming now.
8 minutes left in the first half. Howard Beach leads 6-0. Howard Beach on their second offensive drive of the night, this time second and two from the 11-yard line. Hand off to Devin Finkel again, has the first down across the 15, finally brought down to the 16-yard line by Zach Franzel, outside linebacker, sophomore for Sandusky. Move the chains for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
I thought Harbor Beach would have to run the spread all game to beat the Sandusky team, and so far they've been able to run on them out of the wing tee, which tells me that that offensive line of Harbor Beach is playing as a cohesive unit, and they are winning the battle right now, and I thought that would be a slight advantage for Sandusky coming to this game, as we've seen how impressive they've been throughout the season. But credit Harbor Beach, the game plan has been very good so far, and this is my favorite when they run this, Clark.
Coming out in the spread formation, Anderson with a running back on either side of him. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Anderson in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper to the left side, and Sandusky jumps out of their tackles and makes the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Adam Scott, defensive tackle for Sandusky, brings in no gain on the play, still at that 16-yard line.
That's tough there. I just give credit to Harbor Beach offensive line, and they all collapse on me. The whole defensive line was in the backfield, and Adam Scott is there to make the tackle. I always confuse him with the guy on PJ Tour, but this guy here would probably beat him up pretty easy.
You know why Harbor Beach didn't get any push there on that offensive drive or offensive play is because I would, in my mind, is saying they're better than Michigan State's offensive line, and then that's what happens. Second and 10, T formation, Anderson under shotgun at the 16-yard line. And off to Devin Poff, breaks free of his first tackle, drags three defenders with him across the 25, and finally brought down by Jacob Sanderson with 6.5 to play in the second quarter. That is very close to that first down marker, a 10-yard or 9-yard run. Now they mark him out of the 26, a 10-yard run for Devin Poff after about getting hit after about 2 yards.
You know those Michigan State puns, those cheap shots, those are what I'm supposed to be taking.
No, not
taking
this season.
Yourself.
Not this season.
But no doubt about it, Devin Poff with an excellent run. He had 6 or 7. He found the hole that time. The offensive line regathered themselves. But when he ran into that secondary, those 3 yards, he had 3 guys that he was dragging that extra 3 yards before they brought him down, enough to get a first down. Very impressive run by Devin Poff.
6:05 in the second quarter. Harbor Beach 6, Sandusky nothing. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Hand off to Devin Finkel, going through the left gap across the 30, down to about the 32-yard line. It'll be a 6-yard gain. Tackle made by Caleb Eberling, linebacker for Sandusky. Second down, 6:04 to go for Harbor Beach. Marching left, right across your radio.
And Eberling's one of those guys for Sandusky that needs to step up his game tonight. He's a very important factor, and we're halfway through the second quarter, and that's his first tackle tonight. He's got to be more involved in that Sandusky defense.
Harbor Beach with 122 rushing yards on the night have not attempted a pass since so far. Sandusky's attempted one pass came incomplete. 5:23 left in the first half, 6-0. This one's flying by as it's been primarily run, run, run. T formation for Harbor Beach facing a 2nd and 4. And off to Devin Poff right up the middle. And he is stopped after about a 3-yard gain by Caleb Eberling, the linebacker for Sandusky, a yard shy of the first down marker at the 36-yard line. They're at the 35 facing a 3rd and 1.
I'm looking at Banky here, putting his gloves on. I know for a fact he pulled those right out of his golf bag on the way up here, I'm sure. But a nice tackle by Heberly. I'm glad he answered the bell there. Those are the plays that he needs to make. He is the leader on that defense in the middle of the field, the middle linebacker. Plays outside linebacker, too. He moves all around, and that time he gets into the backfield and doesn't allow Devin Poff to get that first down. So 3rd and a long 1, and Harbor Beach going to spread it out.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Anderson in the shotgun. Hand off to Devin Poff. Gets down close to that first down marker at the 36-yard line. Braxton Washi was there to meet him at that point. They're going to say it's enough to move the chains by about a half of a yard. And it's a 1.5-yard gain for Poff, enough to move the chains, 1st and 10 for Harbor Beach.
That was a pretty close call there, but Devin Poff, again, this the way he runs the football. He's so powerful and low to the ground, he's able to take that contact and still fall forward and get that extra couple feet, and it makes a difference now as Harbor Beach gets a fresh set of downs.
1st and 10 from the 36-yard line, left or right across your radio. 3 men backfield, Anderson under center. Junior play caller in his 8th start of this career. Hand off to Devin Finkel across the 40, down to about the 41-yard line before Ford Fragos has stopped after a 5-yard gain stopped made by Caleb Eberling, linebacker again for Sandusky. He's starting to accumulate those out there for him. Eberling with 3 tackles on the night.
And all 3 of them on this series here. But it's still too late, though. Devin Finkel's able to blow right through that defensive line and get into Eberling's arm. You can see Eberling talking to his other players, like, we got to get up and stop that guy. But they're not hitting him until he's got 5 yards, and that's exactly what Finkel gets on first down.
Second down, 5 to go from the 41-yard line. Same formation. Arich has really had no need to spread it out so far, especially go through the air. They have not attempted a pass. Hand off to quarterback keeper around the left end, has almost close to that first down marker, but strung down at the 45-yard line by Zach Franzo, linebacker for Sandusky's defense, about 1.5 yards shy of the first down marker at the 44-yard line. So brings up a 3rd down manageable, 3rd down in less than 2 to go.
I thought Anderson had the edge, but Franzel does a nice job of pulling him down. Like you said, kind of, he barely had him, was able to kind of flip him over and pull him down, but there was nothing but green grass. So quarterback Anderson almost hits that away sideline and turns it upfield. Instead, it'll be 3rd and a long 1 again for Harbor Beach.
From the 44, they need to get out to the 46-yard line. Anderson gets the snap. Hand off to Devin Finkel, has the first down across midfield into Sandusky territory, runs out of bounds at the 40, they're actually going to say at the 49-yard line after a 7-yard gain. First and 10 inside Sandusky territory, 2:27 left in the first half, 6-0 Harbor Beach.
Devin Finkel runs so effortlessly. He gets to the sideline and casually gets that first down. Looked almost effortless, but that's how easy it's been for Harbor Beach in this first half to move the football. And with just under 2.5 to go in the first half, Harbor Beach leads 6-0. They'll take this drive, this series now will continue as they move into Sandusky territory.
Greetings to our listeners from all across the contiguous states, from Grand Blanc all the way out to Salt Lake City tonight. First and 10, quarterback keeper around the right end, and he's going to be brought down. He barely gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Anderson does, as he was stopped nearly in the backfield by Praxton Washi. He's a linebacker for Sandusky. Second down, 10 to go from the 49-yard line. 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the first half. Clock continues to wind down.
Not much happening there. I think that's the only flaw with this read option, or the biggest flaw, is you got to trust your quarterback to make the right read. In that case, he didn't. He should have handed the ball off. Instead, he let it go, and he kept it himself, and not so good as he takes a very minimal gain, if any.
First quarter, minute 33 left in the Memphis High Lakers game, and a pass out to Mason Yon. Overstretched him, though. At the 33-yard line, he needed about another 6 inches on that one, and Mason Yon would have brought in a beautiful diving catch. Instead, it's an incomplete pass. Third down in 10 from the 49. Stops the clock with a minute 46 left.
I know it was unsuccessful, but that is a very good play call by Harbor Beach. We haven't seen the pass yet. We didn't see it against Ubley. We haven't seen it yet tonight, and they just had it there, and it was there. That's what you're looking for as a coach. Your quarterback just needs to make that throw, and if it's even an above-average throw, Mason Yon catches it and probably scores a touchdown. There was nobody near. So instead, third and 10, just under 2 minutes to go in the half. They're going to spread it out and try to get this first down.
Two wide to the right, one to the left. Anderson in the shotgun, handoff to Devin Puff, dragging defenders with him after about 3-yard gain out to the 47-yard line. Tackle made by number 28, Braxton Washi, linebacker. Now forces a 4th down and 8 for Harbor Beach. This is their first of the night.
Good stop there by the Harbor Beach defense. By the Sandusky defense. Much needed play by that Sandusky defense. They're not going to give their offense much time, if any, to score in this half, but you're now putting the pressure on Harbor Beach. But Harbor Beach, though, they're in the driver's seat right now. They're up a score. They still have the ball, and they're going to line up to go for it here. Spread offense. This time, though, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left.
With just a little over a minute and some change left in this first half. 6-0, Harbor Beach leading. Anderson trying to go for the hard count. Now he's going to punt this one away from the shotgun formation. Bounces at the 13, rolls inside the 10, and comes to rest at the 7-yard line. Nice formation for Harbor Beach, and punts it away from their own 47-yard line. Pinning Sandusky deep back with 51 seconds left in this first half.
I don't want to steal a line, but I think it's official. I think quarterback Anderson does windows.
Yes, he does.
Now I've seen him do everything, and that is huge that your quarterback has that unique ability to take a snap from the shotgun formation and drop it down and kick it on a line like that. And it's a great play because if you're Sandusky, you have to respect the fact that Harbor Beach likes to run the spread and throw the football, run it out of there, and go for it. So there's nobody back, and that means there's no return.